Royal historian Kate Williams joins me now to explain. Kate, thanks for joining us. Regardless if the child is a boy or a girl, he or she is next in line for the throne. But explain to us, for the first time in the history of the royals, what?
Well, what's really interesting here is that previously, you have to be a boy to get that throne, pretty much. And the only girls who get the throne are those with no brothers. For example, Victoria, Elizabeth II, and Elizabeth I. Let's all remember that Henry VIII was so eager to have a son, he actually broke from the Church of Rome and set up his new church so he could marry his mistress, Anne Boleyn. In British history, we've always privileged the king. And now this is completely different. This baby, if it's a girl, will be our next queen. And it doesn't matter how many brothers she has, she'll get the title, she'll get the land, she'll be the richest woman in Europe, one of the richest women in the world. And this, I think, is a big move forward, as you say. It's a big blow for female equality. We're saying women can do the top job. And it also suggests that really the monarch is caught up with the rest of Britain, where, you know, it's supposed to be about equality here.
It's interesting because the Parliament just passed this. You think this would have happened decades ago, but it just happened relatively recently. Two of England's best-loved monarchs were, of course, women. There have only been six queens in the 1,000-year history, but Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth II, very, very popular. Could the birth of a baby girl be enough to modernize this monarchy?
As you say, the law's been really rushed through, and we're behind our European cousins. Sweden, for example, put it through over 20 years ago. We are a bit slow on the uptake. And yes, the monarch has got a lot of tradition, but you know, every time we've had a queen, they make a lot of changes. They are modern, they're exciting. Victoria, Elizabeth II. And I think what makes the difference is we love Elizabeth II in this country. She's one of our most popular monarchs. She set a great example in terms of longevity, in terms of being politically neutral and dignified. And we just want another girl to do the same job. And that's what hopefully we're going to see sometime this week, as Max was saying. Fingers crossed.